Hello, it's Father Jim. We've passed Christmas now, and I hope you're all recovering. I hope it was a happy time for you. We're now looking forward to January the 1st, which for our church is the feast of Our Lady, the Mother of God. Our Lady is important for so many reasons. I could carry on speaking about her forever, but I must limit myself. One of the reasons she's important for us is that our Lord's last gift was to give her to us. This is your mother. And so we all have one Father in heaven and one Mother in heaven. And according to the book of Revelation, she is still in labour, shall we say, giving birth to sons and daughters. Every day, new sons and daughters are born into the church. And she gave our Lord his name. So I'd like to think about names. Some names are quite funny. And some parents are rather cruel, the names they give their children or the initials the children have. At school we had a Charles Chaplin, if you please. We had two brothers whose surname was Adam. One was Cyril and the other was Eve, Y-V-E-S. And I remember my mother used to go to a hairdresser in Tunbridge Wells in Kent during the war, and there were two sisters there whose surname was Stone. One was called Ruby and the other was called Cherry. Which for children we thought this was funny, fancy being called Cherry Stone. But for Hebrew people, a name wasn't just a noise. It identified what someone or something is. In the Garden of Paradise, Adam rummaged around to try and find names for things. I suppose he saw a huge, big, lumping creature and thought, I wouldn't take you to the disco, stand on my toes. And then said, oh, it's an elephant. An elephant. Oh, that's all it is. It's an elephant. And when we give a name to something, somehow it becomes tame. In counselling, sometimes a person can't identify where their pain is. They just don't feel right. And maybe a counsellor can help the person give it a name. I'm hungry. I'm lonely. I'm thirsty. I'm depressed. Oh! What's wrong with me has a name, does it? Oh, I'm not crazy. It's identifiable. And one of the most important things any teacher can do is to give a person a good vocabulary. Sometimes the words we use are like sledgehammers, they're not tweezers. I remember in the army, when I first went into the army for national service, there were two words. It was really very funny. These two rather rude words were used as adjectives, adverbs, pronouns, nouns, even imperatives. Because people just had some four-letter words that they chuck around the place. And when people have a poor vocabulary, it's difficult for them to find words with which to express accurately what they want to say. And then the person listening is able to be in communion with them. So often misunderstandings come when people don't hear and understand each other's words. So it is a beautiful thing to be given a good vocabulary. In English, actually, is a very, very rich language with subtle words for nature and for feelings and everything. So all teachers and parents, when you teach your children words, it will help them be in communion and to communicate with others. And you teachers who are teaching languages, you're undoing the chaos of the Tower of Babel, where everyone was babbling away and nobody understood anything. You're helping people to communicate across the world, hands across the ocean, east speaking with west, north in conversation with south, building up understanding and communion. Also, names for the Hebrews were important. They meant something. They weren't just noises, names of people. And the angel said to Mary, call him Jesus, the one who saves. The one who saves. The name our Lord gave God is Abba, Father. You don't even need ABC for that. It's just AB, Abba. The name is Amma for Mary, Mother. And the Lord says, you call her Amma too. She's yours. She's given to you. And I presume if our Lord was learning how to be human, as we all have to do in his human nature, he had to learn his A, B, C. And if you look at his use of words, the visible verbal pictures he painted in his parables, all one can say is, what a lovely home it must have been for him to enjoy using words like Abba, Amma, home. Our Lord loved the word home. Make your heima, home in me, as I make mine in you. So the word home must have been a very precious word for him, which must say something about the Holy Family and his home, his experience of what home means. Peter was given a name, Rocky. Rocky, I'm going to call you Rocky, because that's what you are now. You're going to be the rock on which the church is built. So let's respect each other's name, because the Lord calls us by name. In prayer he says, Jim, Jim, here I am. And dear parents, you have a right to call your child its name. So when he or she grows up, when somebody calls his name, they'll be able to say, yes, that's me. Here I am. The Father says, Jesus. And the Lord says to his Father in heaven, here I am to do your will. So, coming up to the Feast of Mary, and more about Mary next week, on January the 1st, let's remember, she is Amma. She gave Jesus his name, and that is the name by which all of us are to be saved. Amen.